answer to my why. Send a copy to my lawyer that I found new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, got a sucker new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Oh, I'll just send to my wife.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in the Middle East, where Iran and Israel continue to trade strikes. As missiles are seen above Tel Aviv, Iran says it repelled an Israeli attack on one of its nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, European officials met in Geneva yesterday, trying to come up with a way to avoid an all-out war. Here's CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Any deal could only be signed off on by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Last seen on TV Wednesday, diplomatic sources tell CBS News that he's in hiding, dodging Israeli assassination threats, which makes it hard for his own government officials to get in touch.
Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil's been released from an ICE detention facility in Louisiana.
The hundreds of men who I left behind me shouldn't be there in the first place. The Trump administration are doing their best to dehumanize everyone here.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez tells us why the Trump administration attempted to deport him.
They say that he essentially engaged in immigration fraud by failing to disclose certain information in his green card application. And they are denouncing this ruling by the judge and saying that they look forward to one day deporting Khalil from the U.S.
Vice President J.D. Vance visited an ICE facility in Los Angeles and placed blame for recent demonstrations.
What I see here today is the great tragedy when a mayor and a governor encourages their citizens to harass and endanger the lives of our police officers and our law enforcement officers.
Mayor Karen Bass fired back, saying he spewed lies.
In an attempt to provoke division and conflict in our city.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports on the latest politician to become a target of possible political violence.
25-year-old Trenton Abstin is charged with stalking and trying to kidnap Memphis Mayor Paul Young. Authorities say Sunday night he went to Young's home where he lives with his wife and children. Police say Abstin jumped a wall into a subdivision and knocked on Young's door. Investigators later arrested the suspect and say they found a taser, gloves, rope, and duct tape in his vehicle.
A nationwide manhunt continues for Travis Decker, who's charged with killing his three young daughters. Thousands gathered last night to remember the Decker sisters. Their mother, Whitney, spoke at the memorial.
I truly hope that the legacy of the girls' lives lives in everyone's heart forever. They were incredible.
Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia were found dead at a campsite just days after a scheduled visit with their father. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying boarded. For well qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, payoff via virtual prepaid for allowed 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Tesla is getting pushback in Texas over Sunday's scheduled launch of its robo-taxi.
Seven Texas lawmakers signed the letter calling for Tesla to delay the robo-taxi launch until at least September 1st, when a new state law regulating driverless cars kicks in. State Rep. Vicki Goodwin is one of the seven.
We just want to make sure that our community is as safe as possible.
A recent demonstration in Austin from tech safety group The Dawn Project showed a Tesla in self-driving mode moving past a stopped school bus, hitting a child-sized mannequin. Project coordinator Arthur Moulton.
We've been campaigning about this issue for nearly 3 years, and Tesla has failed to do anything.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Remember those gold bars Costco was selling last year? Well, those who bought them may have struck gold, because gold is now trading about 45% higher. That Costco 1 ounce gold bar cost about $2,400. It's now gained almost $1,000. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and hot today, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index pushes over 103. Southwest winds up to 35 miles per hour. Heat warnings will remain in effect through Monday. For Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 95, heat index 99. Right now, 71 degrees.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Nice to hear you say.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Change.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
God. What you say?
There's not a man today who could take.
When it's
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Ta-ta.
History.
Mm-hmm.
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave a young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's his house, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Israel, where missiles are heard above Tel Aviv. Here's the BBC's Dan Johnson.
At 2:30 local time this morning, sirens sounded across Israel as more missiles were fired from Iran. Air defences intercepted them successfully, but falling shrapnel is believed to have set fire to the roof of a building near Tel Aviv. No casualties were reported. Around the same time, Israel launched further strikes against targets across Iran, focused on missile launch and storage facilities. The IDF said it had also killed a commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guards drone unit.
President Trump says the clock is ticking for Iran to give up its nuclear program.
I'm giving them a period of time, and I would say 2 weeks would be the maximum.
Speaking to reporters in New Jersey, the president said he's not looking for war, but he will take steps if he must.
Always a peacemaker. That doesn't mean sometimes you need some toughness to make peace.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Former grad student Mahmoud Khalil, who was tied to pro-Palestinian protests, has been released from ICE custody. CBS's Lilia Luciano has details.
Khalil was among the most visible figures at the pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia University.